White, Rochester, New York, November 24th, 1865. Dear husband, Bradley has just brought me two letters from you. Oh, how glad I was to hear from you, and that you were no worse. I began to be anxious. We sent Edson away to Rochester in the rain three times for letters, but he returned without a line. But these two remove my anxiety. Yesterday I thought I would not write without receiving a letter from you, and so did not write, but will try to write every day, and I must hear from you every day, or I shall not be satisfied. Yesterday and today I had a rush of blood to the head. My head has not felt well for some time. It is about the same now. The children remain well and are enjoying themselves finely, no quarreling or the least differing with one another, although they amuse themselves for hours together. It has been so stormy, I have not been out of the yard but once since I came. I have not been to Brother Orton's or Andrews's as yet. They have been very kind and attentive to us at Bradley's, and do all they can to make me contented and happy. I live here about as I do at Dansville. Mornings I eat mush, gems, and uncooked apples. At dinner, baked potatoes, raw apples, and gems. The boys do not cause me trouble. Edson plays on the melodeon most of the time, does not urge to go here or there, but is quite contented. Today I go to Brother Andrews's. Yestermorning I had a free time praying for you, also at noon. It did seem to me that God was commissioning his angels to be round about you and minister unto you and bring you out from your present state of affliction to the enjoyment of health. All here pray earnestly for you, and notwithstanding Dr. Jackson's long time, I believe you will astonish the whole fraternity by a speedy recovery to health. Many times in the day you are in my mind, and I say aloud, God lives and reigns, and I believe we shall live to praise him. Although I do believe that God is working for you, yet when I think of you, tears will flow. I cannot restrain them. I think the fountain of my tears is loosed. We will present your case to God, dear James, every time we pray, and will press our petitions to the throne. At times, I have had a blessed assurance that God heard me pray through his dear son, and that his blessing rested on you there at Dansville. I feel the sweet presence of God at times when I pray, and feel such an evidence that God has set his love upon you, and although you are afflicted, Jesus is with you, strengthening and supporting you by his all-powerful arm. He that stretched out his hand to save a sinking Peter upon the troubled water will save his servant who has labored for souls and devoted his energies to his cause. Yes, James, the eye of the compassionate Savior is upon you. He is touched with the feelings of your infirmities. He loves you. He pities you as we cannot. He will make you to triumph in his own dear name. Be of good courage, my poor suffering husband. Wait patiently a little longer, and you shall see the salvation of God. We know in whom we have believed. We have not run as uncertainly. All will come out just right in the end. God will give us strength, and we shall yet be a happy family, rejoicing in God our deliverer. I have sent to Parma for socks. I have found a large pair of buffalo overshoes, number 12, for $3. Shall I get them? I have also got on track of a warming pan, if it has not been used up. Have written to know. I will look for hood as you propose, and for a blanket for Adelia. I must close and go to Brother Andrews's. Wish I could see him. In much love to you, my dear husband, and to Adelia and Loughborough.